All right, what's up, y'all? Operation Kickback, baby. That was Imagine Dragons with the song called Demons. Y'all can check that out on Spotify and all digital outlets. So much love. Just want to say welcome back, everybody. We had a little break for a minute, but we back. You know, Operation Kickback, City Heart. At Veteran Council. Yes, we back. You know, for the community and everything. Hope y'all enjoyed the rain. And hope y'all enjoy the sunshine now. Yeah, that's going to be cool now. Yeah, we're going to have a little sunshine. Y'all can get out there and enjoy the festivities. A lot of things going on this month. You got the March Madness with the basketball. You got schools that ain't never been there that's going. A lot of Cinderella stories. Well, we still got the politics going. Trump and Biden again, y'all. Trump and Biden again, you know. So we're going to have to go through that again. Also, hope y'all enjoyed the Oscars. You know, with the Oppenheimer, won all the awards. Yeah, they did pretty good. That's all right. I haven't even seen the movie yet myself, but I'm gonna check it out though. You know, since it, yeah, you know, got them good reviews and got awards and all this stuff like that. You know, and a few other ones that won awards too. I'm gonna check them out too. It's always the movies that you don't really expect to me. The ones that you know that is good, they don't even really have them on the Oscars, you know. Like, for instance, the Aquaman movie. That movie is good. You know, the graphics and everything like that. Why they not doing nothing with that? You know, and it'd be other movies too, you know, that just don't get their share. It's got to be dramatic and I don't know, and some other stuff now. It just ain't the same no more. They used to judge for everything, but now it's like, I don't know. I think they got gatekeepers now, you know. If y'all know what a gatekeeper is, you know. It's a lot of them out there now, you know. It is what it is. It is what it is, man. I just wanted to, oh yeah, I want to say rest in peace to Boss. She's a female rapper that passed away yesterday from Detroit. First female on Def Jam. Yeah, she passed away. I know one of her biggest singles was called Deeper off of the Barry White song back in the day. And she had some other stuff too. She came out the same time as Onyx did back in the late 92, early 93. And then she was also in the movie, La Viva Loca. She did that too. But she was a talented artist. You know, we just want to say rest in peace. I think that's one of the baddest females that got overlooked. There's a few of them out there like that, like Shauna from Chicago, that was with Ludacris, you know. It's a lot of them. It's a few of them anyway. They just got overlooked. Rage was another one. She got overlooked. You know, Rage was good too. I think she could have did more. You know, it is what it is. But she ended up doing other things too. You know, acting and everything else, radio personality and all this other stuff. So all of them always do something different besides, you know, you just can't make it off of music. You got to venture off to other endeavors, you know, because the music is based on views and streams now. And until they get that right, I seen something on the other day on Instagram, a lady from Detroit, she was with Motown, and they was talking about the streams trying to raise the price up for a cent for every stream, which would be good. That would be good because, you know, it take a lot of streams just to make some money, you know. And basically, you know, I've been doing it for a long time digitally, and I mean, the money is all right, but it really just paid for itself. I've never seen no overhead in my life, but it's good because I get to do what I love and I can get to put out music and everything like that. But I know if they raise it up or whatever, it'll be better, because then you got, it ain't just the streams and the views. You still got ASCAP, BMI, Sound Exchange, you know, and what's the other one? I forgot what the other one is, but it's four of them, and you're supposed to get paid all four entities. And usually I want to give some people the advice. They got a lot of distributions out there, but if you pick any of them distributions, always go pro. Because when you go pro, it takes care of all the other stuff that I was talking about, the Sound Exchange, ASCAP, BMI, or whatever. SongTrust. Yeah, SongTrust is the other one. Yeah, so, yeah, you want to get all that right. You know what I mean? Your overseas money, all that. You want to get all that, man. But like I say, it just paid for itself, though. I don't have to do too much. Y'all could check out my music I got on all digital outlets. So one on Call It Ain't the Same with JD from the Lynch Mob, and then I have another track out with Mr. Loco, KRS-One, KG the Star, and Dope Fresh the Don called Wanna Leave. I'm featured on that too, and I'm working on my gospel EP actually right now. I got a song coming out with Camp 8 Republic called Jesus Saved My Life. It's a beatbox track. I'm actually beatboxing on it, you know. So I got stuff coming out, and I'm working on some other stuff soon. So y'all just stay tuned for that. Y'all can check me out on Facebook as Michael Netherly, or you can go to my Rockbox fan page. Also, we have Instagram, and that's at Netherly Michael, and then Twitter is Netherly too, and my TikTok is Michael Netherly One. So you know, y'all can catch me at a lot of them outlets, or you could just Google hashtag Rockbox, R-O-C-B-O-X, and you should see some things. I've been in the system for a long time. I've been doing music digitally since 2010. So it's 2024. So believe me, I'm in there. But right now, we're going to get back to some music, and I'll get back with y'all in a few minutes. All right.
Why am I? I used to be mad. I'm the best. I'm the white.
Y'all, we back on Operation Kickback. That first song was Boss herself, the one I said rest in peace to, called Deeper. And then this other song we just played was Californication from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know, back in the day, I think it was like 82. No, I say it's the summer of 83. We used to go to Venice Beach every Sunday and have different rap battles and beatbox battles and stuff like that. And while we was out there, you had the Red Hot Chili Peppers jamming. You had comedian Michael Collier out there. It was a group called The Boys from Carson. And everybody was doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of people that you hear today probably came from Venice Beach, you know, because everybody was doing it. But that was the spot on Sunday. I mean, yeah, so I was young, too. I was only like 13, rapping with grown men, you know, beatboxing for them, too, and everything. So we had a good time. At the time, they was making the movie Breaking. Ice-T was out there sometimes or whatever, you know, while we was out there, because all that was going on that summer, because everything came out in 84. So you know, 83 is when the summer of 83 is when everybody was doing their thing. And I remember being on the city bus. It was the RTD back then, the Rough, Tough and Dirty. And it was a few of us. I remember we had a dude named Cool D, Microphone Mike. He's called Micah 9 now. Who else? My boy BT, myself, and there was a few other cats on the bus, and we was talking about, we was tired of sounding like New York. You know, the ill, fresh, deaf, dope, you know, son, God. We wasn't talking like that. That wasn't us. You know, we were gangbanging and everything like that. We wanted to talk about that. So we had this deep conversation about it, saying we wanted to sound more West, you know, so around maybe about a year or something later, Ice-T came out with an album called Rhyme Pays. And it was like a gangster rap album, you know, but it was West. You know, he kind of broke the mold. You know, he broke the code. And then by the time N.W.A. and them came out, oh, yeah, they just took it to a whole nother level. You know, but I always say, yeah, rest in peace, Eazy-E. Oh, yeah, May 30th, we're going to have a pop-up on Eazy-E Street in Compton. Y'all come on out to that, hosted by Honcho, DMF, myself, Mac Rhythm, and a few other folks, Double G. There's going to be a few of us out there. We're going to be paying homage to my boy Smokey Lane. Rest in peace. He was a veteran too. Yeah, I brought him over here too before. He came to one of our meetings and stuff and everything. You know, he was a good guy. He was a good fella, and we real talented with the music. I might play one of his songs after this too. Y'all gonna love it too. It's giving props to California too, again. Because he was originally from Compton, California. He ended up going back to Milwaukee, where his mother and them, his family was at. So he was a Midwestern too, you know, so. But yeah, like I say, yeah, March 30th, the pop-up on Eazy-E Street up in Compton. You know, he got his own street now. So we're going to do that. We're going to be paying homage. And then I think they're also going to be giving out a few rewards and stuff like that, too. I want to say congratulations to Honcho's getting his first West Coast hip-hop award. Much love. It's overdue, bruh. It's overdue. I also want to give a shout-out to Urge7. Saying what's up, congratulations on all the movies. Double G, Nephew Mike, Eddie Paper, you know, and anybody else I forgot to mention. It's a few of y'all. But I just want to say congratulations to y'all. We're going to continue doing what we do. what else I want? I wanted to say something about, hey, y'all got to look out for these scams. They got this one scam now where they call from your bank number, your bank customer service number, and tell you that you got somebody spending stuff on your card and stuff. So then they start asking for information and stuff like that. And the next thing you know, they got you. So I just want to say, be aware of that. Yeah, because now they coming up with some thing. I was a victim by it on myself, and it's all right though. You know, it won't happen twice, you know. So y'all be, and there's more scams than that. They got a lot of them out there now, so y'all just be careful. You know, when they start asking for information, just hang up the phone, you know. And if they don't sound right, they sound like they're from another country or something, you know. So just be careful with them scams, okay? Yeah, I wouldn't want nobody else to go through it. It ain't cool. Especially when you're trying to make ends meet as it is, you know? Yeah, but, you know, so just watch out for the scams. And I just want to give a shout out to the Anchor Place, Gateway, the Plaza, U.S. Vets, City Heart, Veteran Council, you know, the whole CVC, property, everybody. Just want to give a shout out to everybody and say what's up, y'all. Keep your head up, maintain, don't complain. You hear me? So, we're going to get back into some music. I'm going to try to play that Smokey Lane song in a minute, but y'all just stay tuned. And then after this, we're going to end up wrapping it up. So thank y'all for tuning in. Much love. Check out some more of this music.
Soon we'll be 30 years old. Our songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
For show. West Coast it is.
California.
From PV to Redondo Beach, Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach, to Hawthorne, to Inglewood, to Compton, next to Linwood, to Paramount, connect to Long Beach, and all you other motherfuckers can't see me. For show. West Coast it is.
Yeah.
Always sunshine. Don't matter how many miles you away.
All right, y'all. That was Smokey Lane. Rest in peace, man. Yeah, he was talented. He did a lot of music for me. He did a few tracks on my last project called Purpose Over Paper. Got a song called Cut For You. Take Them Home. Them two. And then he did some music I did with Wiz Propane called What You Do This For. So y'all can check out that EP from Rockbox, Purpose Over Paper, on all music out of those outlets. So, yeah, I just want to say rest in peace to him. I want to thank y'all for tuning in today. Next week, I should have a guest. So thanks for just tuning in and, you know, listening to the things that's going on, keeping up with the current events and everything like that. And until then, it's Operation Kickback. Much love. In a minute, we out.
Replacing myron God's creation. What? Unlike the staple singers, baby, I'll take you there. I have the shaking, trembling lights of my electric chair. Rivers is flowing, they not knowing. She constantly going. Next thing is moaning. Take a step back, give me social distance. Can I get it? What? Can I get a witness? Amen. Haters are hate. Say what you want, hunting for a front. 86 is for the stunt, cause life is uncertain, and death is so sure, better get it while you can go, or you probably never know. What you do this for?
Love.
What you do this for? What you do this for?
Respect.
What you do this for? What you do this for? What you do this for?
Respect.
What you do this for?
Love.
What you do this for?
Turn cool, cool, yeah. Only cool, cool with those who yeah. Kick it real like some real kung fu. Like Bruce Lee, dude, I kill whole crew. Running this game in brand new shoes. Yeah. So smooth, these new moves, ooh. I don't really care what y'all choose to do. Yeah. You talk out your ass, you boo-boo. Cry me a fucking river, boo-hoo. Yeah. I deliver that shit, doo-doo. I'm the perfect person for you to lose to. Yeah, the truth hurt, I'm bruised too. Man. Get bruised too, now you wanna sue. I'm still blessed without a hot chew. Man. Trying to get me, but God got you. Don't get me in the night, no, not you. Was made in the 80s. The game is crazy. It's basically what have you done for me lately. Y'all blatantly must have mistaken me for lazy. But nah, dog, I've been waiting patiently. Patience is taking me to a place away from the ones that's faking me. What? Now breaking me. I'm winning greatly. Who wanna wake me?
Where's me? Linwood, Compton. 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 What you do this for?
Love.
What you do this for?
Respect.
What you do this for?
Love.
What you do this for?
Honor.
What you do this for?
Respect.
What you do this for?
Love.
What you do this for? Rock, Linwood, Rhyme Rocker, represent the West Coast. Best trees, loving the
that Calibri. Sun P pitting, rat chasing cheese. Devil, I see you, your horns start showing. Need ice for that hate ray. Man, I keep it going.
Keep it going. Let's keep it going. Keep it going.
Let's keep it going.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Let's keep it going.
Keep it going.
The W niggas know about it. Hit the overseas, they subbing. You keep the trunks pounding. Lyrical legend, my bars never half stepping. Got a flawless intake and believe I'm a blessing. Everybody know about the woulda, coulda, nigga. Didn't do it, even though a nigga shoulda, nigga. Bama gang, orangutan to this running thing. Shit bang, rock box, got them dancing like Soul Train. Talking lanes, justified, we gon' keep it going. From Landwood to Comptown, we all trail knowing. Turn it up and let it bang, guaranteed classic. Ask about the names, niggas do it for the masses. I spit battery acid, cold religions. I really one take shit, you rappers better listen. Thought I put the mic down, you niggas tripping. Felt like Jesus when I risen,
nigga. Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Let's keep it going.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Let's 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 keep it going.
Smoke clears, who's standing right here? Who kept it 100 when the world went weird? These niggas right here. Yeah, that's us. Niggas switched up on me, now they mad at just. I had to adjust, found out ain't no one to trust. Same folks to say they love you, be ready to bust. Jealous of what? I've been putting my own up. Been trying to help others, but they wanna be just. No more to discuss, had to turn the temperature up. New levels, new devils, keep a few scriptures tough. No weapon formed against me will ever prosper. And I put on for Compton without the doctor. I.E. to the HD, made my name. I'm influencing the game, ain't worried about fame. I guess they really ain't knowing. When them suckers jump ship, I just kept on going.
Keep it going.